Mary, good morning to you again. How are you?
Good morning, Fergus.
So, Mary, how did the 3-day event go for the girls home internationals?
The 3-day event went exceedingly well. Unfortunately, we were pipped by England on the first day by the odd match, 5-4. I suppose, in a way, it was stolen from us because the English girl, Holly Moose, held from about 40 yards with Annabelle Wilson, which just kind of made the difference.
Was that the last game that day, or was that the last?
It was the last game on the course that day, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, which was, you know, but still it was a great showing against England, because England would always be the stronger ones, obviously, from population wise and that.
I know,
but then they went on to beat Scotland and to beat Wales, so we were a very close runner up.
I see. England finished top, I think, on 3 points. Is that right? Ireland,
England
two.
England finished top, yeah. Yes, they beat everybody.
Yeah, I see.
You know, and it's worked on the round robin system.
I know. But obviously, everybody delighted with the performance of the Irish girls.
The performance of the Irish girls was absolutely amazing, and I think these are names to be watched out for the future, there's no doubt.
Mm.
I think probably next year we might lose two or three of them to the older ranks, but we still have, you know, the Annabelle Wilson, who's 13, and Mairead Martin, who's just 14.
My word,
and they're going to be there for a number of years, and absolute class players.
I see. And obviously the future is good, as I said last week, so 13 and 14 is remarkable, isn't it?
The future is very good, and there's a few more kind of lined up to take the places, as the other girls get older, so it certainly is very good, and it is great. It would have been super just to get the win, because we've never won it, and I think when you break a barrier like that, you could kind of start winning consistently.
Exactly, you could take off.
It was very successfully, and I have to say I was so proud of my own club. I was so proud of Donabate.
Oh, I'm sure.
The members just kind of worked out, and it was absolutely superb. The work that went into it.
I know. And I know, Mary, on Wednesday and Thursday, the weather was excellent for the event. And Friday, a little bit of rain, but it cleared up then in the afternoon.
Only a little bit of rain for the afternoon, and then it cleared up beautiful. And they finished off the matches in sunshine, and then we had the presentation out on the deck, and it was magic.
I know. And was there a good turnout, supporters?
There was a tremendous turnout. Yeah. We had super support for all of the girls, and quite a lot of overseas, you know, the mums and dads and the relations and that keep turning up. But certainly the clubs and the mums and dads of the girls were great.
I know.
And the local people, there were a lot from the local clubs once the kind of heritage was on and were aware of it. And I think they were quite mesmerised by the standard of golf.
I'm sure, yeah.
I know certainly our members were.
I know. And Mary, has the venue for next year been selected yet, or what country will it be in, do you know?
It is in Scotland next year. It is at Lanark Golf Course. It goes around the four home countries, so they alternate each year. So it'll be another 4 years before it comes
back to these parts here. Yeah.
But then you will have the ladies' internationals, and you'll have a seniors' internationals kind of over the different periods as well.
Yeah.
And I think one of them is coming to Ellen Park next year.
Right,
and then we have the Vagliano match next year in Malone, just outside Belfast. And that's Great Britain and Ireland versus Europe. It's the odd year to Curtis Cup.
I know.
And then the following year we have Curtis Cup in Dunleary.
Oh,
so
I
there's
see.
Going to be a lot of ladies' golf to be watched. And some of these girls, you know, may very well be on the teams.
I know, yeah.
That's certainly our hope, anyway.
The next Curtis Cup, is it in 2 years' time or 4 years' time?
It's two years' time. And it is in Dunleary.
Dunleary. It's a new course, I think, in Dunleary, isn't it?
It is. They moved a couple of years ago. And they're kind of nearer to Wicklow. I think they're Wicklow rather than even Dunleary.
Yeah.
But a wonderful golf course, wonderful setting.
Yeah.
And they're getting geared up already for that.
Would you be just digressing for a moment, Mary? I was out in Killeen Castle watching the Curtis Cup a couple of years ago. Isn't that right? Wouldn't it?
The Solheim Cup.
Yeah. Beg your
pardon.
Which would be the professionals' equivalent. Yeah, it was
the Solheim
Cup I saw. Yeah. And my word, I was impressed by the standard. It was fantastic. You know.
Absolutely.
And there was
superb.
Great support for the European team. It was great, I must say.
Yeah. Well, I mean, the Irish people are kind of real golf lovers. And they just love to follow and love to watch golf.
I know, yeah.
You know, and probably, you know, just that we don't get enough publicity to the fact that these things are on, because it's free. Mm. You just arrive and you just get, you know, watching this golf is free.
Yeah, and you can move around the course as you like, can't you, as well?
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And it was great. And, like, we had big numbers, and the club was, catered really, really well for it.
Good, good.
And the members rode in between car park and practice ground. And, and I suppose it's, you know, when you have an event like this, you really then appreciate the wonderful facility that we actually have. Mm.
I know, because it's not easy.
And then the sunshine makes the difference too.
True enough. And I'm going to digress like I did last week, Mary.
Yeah.
We were talking about the USPGA. Two rounds completed now and Rory on top, leading by one shot. And obviously, you're watching a lot of it.
Well, yes, I didn't see it. Saw it the night before, and yes, I mean, he's just on a high, you know, again, doesn't it just show you how important confidence is?
Yeah, indeed. Yeah.
When the confidence in there, you know, it'll go with you.
Yeah.
And yes, it'd be fantastic if you could pull it off.
Oh, it'd be great. And you know, as an aside, I was talking to a friend of mine on Thursday night while the first round was being staged, and I just said to him, I said, the man I'd fear from Rory's point of view would be Jim Furyk. He's in the form of his life in the last few weeks, and I
absolutely.
See he's only one shot behind in second place, so
not a swing that you would like to copy, but it is very effective.
It certainly seems to be very effective indeed. Yeah.
Very effective, yes.
And of course, Tiger's in the horrors at the moment, isn't he? God help him.
I just feel that maybe he just came back too soon after his major surgery.
I know,
You know, no matter, you know, you have to give it time.
Indeed. And Mary, are you playing any golf yourself just at the moment?
No, very little. I've been busy from the presidency.
Yeah, yeah.
Next week we go to Mount Wolsey for the finals of our Senior Cup, All-Ireland Senior Cup.
Yeah.
And then we move from there on Sunday up to Donaghadee for the finals of the Interclub Girls competition, and that's followed by the Girls Interprovincials.
Oh, I see. So
which will be very exciting as well. And some of these girls will be playing, who played, Ciara Casey will be playing.
Yeah.
And we are very proud in Donabate because we have Nicole McGavis, who's just made her first junior inter-pro team at the age of 13.
Good. Oh,
so that'll be very exciting, and hopefully we'll get, you know, more people up to watch these kids again.
So exciting times ahead in the golf.
It is. It's fantastic, and they're getting younger all over, the world over, I think, golf is.
That's right.
I think even when you look at the US Amateur, which is on at the moment, and it's nearly all kind of teens are into the last eight or so, which is wonderful.
And like, you have, is it the Chinese and the 15 and 16 years of age playing in professional tournaments, you know, and doing so well?
There's a few of those, you know, but you know, there's always going to be a flyer, you know, kind of like a young Rory who's just is talented more than anything else.
I know,
But I think when you actually look down the sea, you know, you'll see that the slightly older, more mature players are the ones that are there on a consistent basis.
Yeah.
You know, the Suzanne Pattersons and that. And I mean, Michelle Wee nearly is getting
Michelle
to that stage.
Wee, yeah.
She's been around for so long.
That's right, yeah. I've a sister actually plays golf down in Kilkenny, actually. I think she was involved with with the Leinster Ladies Union, if that's the right
description. Could have been. Midland District.
Yeah, she's an avid golfer, so I keep in touch with her to talk golf. She's more involved with it.
They're very strong. Well, they have Eileen Rose Parr, who was Rose McDade, who would have been a former Curtis Cup and Irish champion, playing out of Kilkenny, and I think Mary Dowling plays for them as well.
Ah, right. Yes.
So they've a lot of good players. So their Senior Cup and their low handicaps would be good.
I see. Yeah, yeah. There was a man golfer from Kilkenny, was very good in recent years. I can't remember his name, but he was
Eddie Power.
Eddie Power is the very man, correct?
Yeah,
yeah.
He was married to Eileen Rose.
Oh, I see. Ah, yes, right, husband and wife. Very good. Yes.
Yes, and they have two young sons, and certainly one of them is. Plays in the under 13 events, both of them good little players coming on.
It's in the genes,
as they
say. Unfortunately,
they're two boys. Which we need more girls.
I see, right. Well, I'm sure the girls will be coming along and all over the country, there's no doubt to it.
Well, it is super. And I think, you know, a weekend like this, I mean, a week's golf like this, when you see the standard and that, I think it maybe encourages more people to get the girls into the game, because it's wonderful. They've chance of a lifetime and travel and. And the main thing out of it, they make so many new friends.
Yeah, indeed. And Mary, from you were mentioning, you know, you were so proud of your own club for the manner in which they staged and hosted the event there over the 3 days.
Fantastic.
Anything else happening in Donabate Golf Club in the near future?
Um, Nothing really of note. Yeah. I think from at that level, I think we will just take a break for a while because it's been superb. But I have no doubt that we'll be on some kind of a roster now, that, you know,
course,
because
yeah.
they handle it. And the facilities are there. We've got great practice facilities. Yeah. We've great parking. We've got a, you know, a big clubhouse.
That's
so
it's
relatively easy to cater for these type of events, which kind of make it easy for the people who are running it as well.
Yeah.
And I think LGU... We're really very, very happy with the way everything and the help they got in running it.
Oh, that's great. Well, I do know two of your prominent male members, Des O'Shaughnessy. I think he's a former captain of Donabate, if I'm right.
Former captain,
yeah.
former president,
president
father
yeah.
of our lady captain, Mary, who presented the trophy to England.
Ah, right. Oh, I see.
Yes.
And Brian
yes.
Brophy, of course, is another prominent member of your
Absolutely.
Club.
Absolutely, yes.
Brian Brophy was a very talented cricketer in his young days. Yeah, you can tell him that. He was
a very talented
cricketer when he was a schoolboy. I remember him well.
Very good.
Well, Mary, congratulations to you and to Donabate Golf Club, and well done to the Irish girls, even though they were just pipped at the post.
They were just pipped, but no, we'll be very proud of them, definitely.
That's great. Well, look, continued success to Donabate as well, and enjoy the remainder of the USPGA. We'll be glued to it tonight.
Keep fingers crossed for Rory.
Please, God. Mary, lovely to talk to you, and I appreciate your time again.
Not at all. Thank you very much.
Okay, all the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye now. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.